USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue tells Fox News that China backed out of a trade deal with the United States.
China was coming to the table with multiples of purchases there and frankly had agreed to and then backtracked on those. So I think we'll regain this market once we get a trade deal that's fair and free, just like President Trump has promised.
President Trump sits down with Fox News' Steve Hilton to discuss the prospect of investigating former Vice President and current 2020 Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden.
Don't you think that should be investigated, that financial connection? The Chinese government putting billions of dollars into Biden family business.
100%. It's a disgrace. And then he says China's not a competitor of ours. China is a massive competitor of ours. They want to take over the world.
So far, no comment from Biden on Trump's statements. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Aronson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
The Standard Achievement Test, or SAT, is adding something new. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
The group overseeing the SAT will begin using what's called an adversity score, which it says will reflect the social and economic background of each student taking the test.
What this tool allows us to see is there is so much more talent out there than a test score reveals alone.
That's CEO of the College Board, David Coleman, speaking to NBC News. The adversity score will use 15 factors, including the crime rate and poverty level of the student's neighborhood. Colleges and universities will be able to see the scores while reviewing applications. 50 colleges used that adversity score in a test run last year, and they plan to expand the program to 150 schools this year.
Missouri lawmakers approved the measure banning abortions after 8 weeks of pregnancy. Republican Governor Mike Parsons is expected to sign the bill. And a final look at your numbers on Wall Street. The Dow closed down by 100 points. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
2020 Trump campaign senior advisor Laura Trump says the president's new proposals on immigration set to give legal immigrants the best chance possible to succeed in America.
The president has been talking about fixing our broken immigration system for so long, and I think the whole point of what he's saying is we want to give people coming into our country, we want to give legal immigrants the best chance possible. It's good for our country to have people who are skilled workers or have certain education that will benefit our country, but for them too, why would we want people to come here when they're not sure if they can succeed? If taxes already are overtaxed tax system here when it comes to our welfare system and that sort of thing. But let's give these people the best chance possible to succeed in our own country.
And regarding a merit-based system, Trump tells Fox News we would be doing what many other countries are already doing.
Listen, there are so many countries around the world that use a merit-based system to allow immigrants to come in their countries. Australia, Canada, who are two of our very close allies, for example, use a merit-based system, and it works very well for them. So obviously Nancy's not going to like it, but we hope to see something happen here. If not now, then after the 2020 election.
Backyard chickens are being linked to an outbreak of salmonella. At least 52 people have fallen ill in 21 states, of which the CDC says a quarter of those are under the age of five. No deaths have been reported, but at least five people have been hospitalized. Check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.